Today on Roadmap to Success with Pastor Neil.
If you read the Bible, you must allow the Bible to change the way you think. Renew your mind with it. Because until renewal takes place, it is difficult to sense the witness of the Spirit.
Pastor Neil emphasizes the importance of being led by the Holy Spirit in this lesson. As believers, it is crucial for us to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, just as Apostle Paul emphasizes in Romans 8:14. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. To follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, it is important to prioritize reading the Bible. By renewing our minds through the Word of God, we are able to discern His guidance and surrender to His leading consistently. Pastor Neil also discusses other ways the Holy Spirit communicates with us. Let's listen to Pastor Neil with today's message. Be intentional about life. Holy Spirit's leading.
This morning I want to talk about intentional walk with the Holy Spirit. Intentional walk with the Holy Spirit. Or you can simply title it, Be Intentional About Life. The Holy Spirit's leading. It is important you understand this. I want to begin with a few statements from Paul the Apostle and what he wrote in his letter to the church in Galatia and also those in Rome. Galatians chapter 5, let's look at two verses. Galatians chapter 5, I'll look at the 16th and the 18th verse. Read with me, please. From the New Living Translation, it says, So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you wouldn't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Let the Holy Spirit guide your life. Verse 18. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. So notice two things here. He says that the Holy Spirit will guide you, and the Holy Spirit also has the ability to what? Direct you. The book of Romans chapter 8. Look at the sixth verse. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. He says the mind must be governed, but he's encouraging you that it must be governed by the Spirit. Amen. Now, everybody, listen very carefully to me. I'll go on reading these verses. You are always going to be led by something. You have to make a decision who is going to lead you. Because if the Holy Spirit is not leading you, something else is leading you. Some of us are led by our political parties. Some of us, we are led by our own ideologies. But the Word of God says you must be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Let's look at verse 12 to verse 14. If you can read with me from the screen, that would be great. A reading from the NIV, he says, Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation. Pause for a second. We have what? To who? Now, he tells us here, he says, But it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you would die. But if by the Spirit, there goes it. He says, Your obligation is to the Holy Spirit. And if you live by him leading you, you will put to death the misdeeds of the body and you will live. Verse 14, all of us together, I want you to shout it. Ready? Go. By the Spirit of God are the children. Let's do it again. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Question. So if you are not led by the Spirit of God, what are you? You see, many people assume that they can live life without the Holy Spirit leading them and still claim to be the children of God. There you have it. He says, as long as the Holy Spirit is not leading you, you may have your own definition, but God says then you are not His. It's a very delicate thing. This is why I want us to be intentional about it. Because we live in a world that many things are leading people. There are many voices we are listening to. There are people who are speaking to us. Is the Holy Spirit speaking to you? It's time to be intentional about Him. Because if He is not leading you, then you are not a child of God. It's a very hard thing to say, but it is the truth. Are you understanding what I just said? Let's read it again. I want it to sink into you. Because we may all be sitting here saying we are children of God. As long as the Holy Spirit is not leading you, you are not. Pastor, we know that. Why are you making it sound so hard? I'm just trying to remind you. You ready to read? Romans 8:14. Go. For those who are led by the Spirit of God. So we must become intentional about being led by the Holy Spirit. Intentionally being led by the Holy Spirit requires two things. Write it down. First of all, it requires that you learn how to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit. You must learn to discern that. Yeah, you must learn to discern. Notice I did not use the word hear. You must learn to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit. And secondly, you must constantly and consistently surrender to the Holy Spirit. Because unless that happens, you are not a child of God. You just come to church. You are just involved in a religion. Amen. Are you guys with me? All right. So let's begin by, first of all, understanding how do I discern the voice of the Holy Spirit. If I'm going to be intentional about the Holy Spirit leading me and not something else leading me, I must learn how to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit. Everybody say the voice of the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you, how would you describe sight to a blind man? Anybody? How would you describe hearing to a deaf person? And so whenever we start talking about this, until you begin to see it the way God sees it, you will never understand it. This subject is very simple, but it can also be complex. And I'll do well to make it as simple as I can. Here are some ways that the Holy Spirit speaks to us, because if we are going to discern His voice, we must know how He speaks. Number one, the Holy Spirit speaks through the Word of God. Everybody say the Word of God. Say that with me, the Word of God. Please write this down. If you are serious about hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, you must be serious about reading the Bible. If you are really serious in hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, you want to hear God speak to you, you must be serious about reading the Bible. You cannot read the Bible anyhow and expect the Holy Spirit to speak, because the Bible becomes your foundation. It is the safety net. So you don't walk around saying you have the Holy Spirit and it says you should go to the Chesapeake Bay, stand on the bridge and jump. The Holy Spirit doesn't do that. Suicide in the scriptures takes you to hell. Therefore, the Holy Spirit, if He's going to speak through the Word, will not tell you to commit suicide. That's how you know it's not Him. Are you with me? All right. The book of 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17, the scripture says, all scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness. Why? So that you and I can be thoroughly equipped and ready for every good work. But I want us to turn our Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and verse 21. I really want us to understand this. If you can read with me from the screen, I'll be reading from the New Century Version on this one. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. Ready? Go for it. Most of all, you must understand this. No prophecy in the scriptures ever comes from the prophet's own interpretation. 21. No prophecy ever came from what a person wanted to say, but people led by the Holy Spirit spoke words from God. People led by what? So it means you can be led. And I've often heard many people make this argument that there are errors in the Bible. You got to be kidding me. If human beings can write books and proofread it without making mistakes, how dare you say God will make something happen and it has mistakes in it? And I've heard people, oh, it's human beings. Let's settle the matter. Are you ready to settle the matter? Did the Holy Spirit guide Mary so that Jesus was born without sin? Did he do that? Why can't he guide human authors to write without error? It is people who do not want to accept the word of God as the word of God. So they always want to have something to say. Amen. The scripture says the Holy Spirit led people and they spoke. So if you want to hear the word of God, you must begin from this. You must read your Bible. How many of you are reading your Bibles? I want to see your hands. Let me see. Because if we are not, I'm wasting my time. Because this will be the reference point. The rest, I encourage you, read your Bible. I said what? I encourage you to tell the person sitting next to you, Pastor is encouraging us to read our Bibles. Because the Holy Spirit is the Bible, pure and simple. Without the word, it is difficult to grasp what he is saying. There is no reference point. There is no safety net. It begins with the word of God. Everybody say it begins with the word of God. So the first way to be able to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit is through the word. The second one is through what is called the witness of the Spirit. Witness of the Spirit. The book of Romans chapter 8, look at verse 16. It says, the Spirit himself bears witness. Other version says the Spirit testifies with our spirit. So how many spirits are here? How many spirits are here? The Holy Spirit and your spirit. So he says the Holy Spirit testifies. It bears witness with your spirit. Now, this is not rock science. I'll give you illustrations for you to see that, yeah. Have you ever talked to someone that you thought was going to lie to you, and after they were done talking, you could tell that they are not lying? Anybody? Come on. I'm aiming at young people now. Come on. Let me see your hands. How did you come to that conclusion? Because there was a witness in your spirit. I'm not saying that is the Holy Spirit, but there was a witness in your spirit. Something happened to you that made you know, he's telling the truth. Are you with me? So discerning the voice of the Holy Spirit through a spirit's witness is having what I call an overall sense. Everybody say overall sense. The same way you cannot reference hearing to a deaf person, but deaf people can sometimes sense stuff because that is the part God has put in all of us to be able to communicate around. Amen. So write it down. The witness of the Spirit is having an overall sense. Everybody say overall sense. Here the Holy Spirit bears witness with your spirit. So it doesn't quite manifest in your intellect. It doesn't manifest in your understanding. There is this sort of sense in you that you know what to do. Amen? Have you reached a place where you are making a decision and you can tell, this decision? No. Right? You may want to please people, but deep down within you, there is a witness that something is not right about it. Or there is a witness that says, this is correct. Have you ever been there? So it is important that we understand that, first of all, the word of God comes to us, and this word is going to do something on the inside of us. Please write this down. The key to the Spirit's witness is a renewed mind. If you'll be able to have that general sense, that pull within your spirit that says, this is right, that is wrong. It is not an actual voice. It's a sense that you sense it within you. You've often heard me say, down within your what? Your knower. For that to happen, it happens to those who have used the word to renew their mind. The book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the scripture says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? Then you will be able to test and approve. Because you are trying to make sure that what you are sensing deep down in your knower, it is correct. So he says, if you have a renewed mind, it makes it easy for you to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. When you have a renewed mind, you are more easily guided by the Holy Spirit. Write that down. When you have a renewed mind, you are more easily guided. But it begins with you reading the Bible. The more you shun away from it, the difficult it becomes for the Holy Spirit to work with you. If you read the Bible, you must allow the Bible to change the way you think. Renew your mind with it. Because until renewal takes place, it is difficult to sense the witness of the Spirit. I've seen believers who sometimes will be in the middle of argument and people will say things and it sounds nice according to common sense. But based on the word of God, it's error. And then you see them say, yeah, I agree. The reason for which you are missing it at that point is because this has not renewed your thinking. You're still thinking the same old way. Are you with me? When your mind is renewed, you have an overall sense of knowing, which is always on the inside of you, and that is much easier. It is by the renewed mind that we can test and discern what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, number one, if I want to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit, I need the Word of God. Everybody say the Word of God. All right, so number one is the Word. Number two is the witness. Number three is what I call the whisper or an inner voice. An inner voice. Read with me from the book of 1 Kings chapter 19. We'll read two verses. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And this is the prophet Elijah who was waiting on God to speak to him. And the scripture says God has come to him before in many ways. And so he expected God to come through earthquake. He was not in it. Fire, he was not in it. And after the fire, the Bible says in the New International Version, a gentle whisper. Everybody say a gentle whisper. After the earthquake came fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. Verse 13, when Elijah heard it, when he heard the gentle whisper, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him. Later on, when you take time and read the rest of the text, you know the voice that spoke to him was God himself. A gentle what? So number one is the word. Number two is the witness of the Spirit. Number three is what? The whisper. Now, there's something I need to say. The Holy Spirit's whisper is in this context, the Spirit is speaking directly to your spirit. Please, I'm going to strike a difference. In the witness, the Holy Spirit is speaking to your spirit, but it gives you a general sense. But in the whisper, he speaks to your spirit, and your spirit communicates to your mind. So you have specific instructions. Are you with me? Now, when you hear God's word through his word, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you through the word, it is more accurate than a witness. Because if you don't train, if you don't renew your mind, whatever you are witnessing could be wrong. Are you with me? In the same way, the witness of the Spirit is more accurate than the whisper. Why? Because your thoughts and emotions and imagination can get in the middle of that. I am not saying the Holy Spirit is not reliable. I am saying that you could easily allow all the other things to be in the center of it. It is important then that we learn how the voice of the Holy Spirit sounds like. Everybody say the voice of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes you've heard believers say, is this the Holy Spirit or is it just me? Have you ever said that before? Is it God speaking to me or is it just my mind? Right? Okay. Now, I'm going to try and answer that question. That question is very simple, but at the same time, it is complex. Why do I say that? Suppose I ask her, describe to me how the voice of the Holy Spirit sounds if the Holy Spirit has spoken to her. What do you think she would say? He said, Pastor, it's not a gentle whisper. Because what is gentle to me might be boisterous in her ears. So Elijah says it was a gentle whisper. The prophet Ezekiel said his voice was like the voice of mighty waters. John the apostle in the New Testament says it was like a tender. So it is one question when you ask people, you will have different answers. It is not because everybody is lying. It is because everybody is able to experience God in their own way. Are you guys with me? So you as an individual must come to the place where you know how God speaks to you when it comes to an inner voice. But remember, the word is more accurate than the witness of the Spirit, than the rest. And it is because most of the time we are detached from the Holy Spirit. If we are much closer, you will be able to have the word and have it right. Amen? The more familiar you become with the word of God and you allow the word to renew your mind, the Holy Spirit's witness can easily be identified. And subsequently, the whisper becomes easier. So everything begins with there. Everything begins with there. Now, I know there are people who ask questions like, Pastor, if everything must be based on the word of God, why do we even need the Holy Spirit to speak? Because the Bible is in front of us. The truth is that God gives general information in the Bible. Live holy. Do this. Do that. But have you heard God say, take that job or don't take that job? This is where the whisper is important. Are you guys with me? It's not every job you take. Young people, hear me. It's not every job. Not because they told you you have six figures, you go for it. I've seen people who have taken jobs that would give them money, and because of that, their home got destroyed. If you took time to allow the Holy Spirit to burden your heart, he would tell you, go for the one that is less money, because it will give you time to keep care of your family. Amen? Can I meddle a little bit? Can I? If you are chasing somebody's wife, the Holy Spirit will nudge you. Ja, not that right way. You can choose to take it or ignore it, because there is a sense of knowing where. It's down here. It will tell you that's not the right thing to do. If you are stealing at work. Now, if you went to work late and then you are trying to punch in so you can steal time, is there not something on the inside of you that tells you you are stealing time? So, all of us sitting here can never argue God is not talking to us. He is. We are just ignoring him. But today, what I'm saying is that the Bible says, if you are not led by him, you are not a child of him. So we have to be serious about it. Because how is it that you can walk around, say that I am a child of God, you are singing I'm a child of God, and I'm a child of the King, and then Jesus says, one day you stand before me, and then you say, not all those who say, Lord, Lord, that I know, I don't know you. Because you have never been led by him. Are you guys understanding the seriousness of this matter? Oh, no, no. I used to go to church at 10307 Copper Mine Road. The church that Pastor Neil was the pastor. I was serious. He says, I don't know you. Because being here is not enough. You must be led by the Holy Spirit. Are you guys understanding where we're going? Do you know why most people get angry when you preach and you talk about sin? It is because they already know. There is something on the inside of them that tells them that something is wrong with that. So when you say, why would you rub it in? Tell me if I'm wrong. I have been there. Anybody who's been there, let me see your hands. Yeah, all the rest righteous people. But I know you are struggling with that. So how do I discern the voice of the Holy Spirit? Number one is the word. Number two is what? The witness. Number three is the whisper. Number four is not one word. It's several of them. It is through prophecies, visions, dreams, trance, prophets, prophetess. Now, let me strike a difference here. You notice that when it is the Word of God, if there's the Holy Spirit speaking to your spirit directly, if it is the witness, the Holy Spirit is speaking to your spirit directly. If it is the whisper, the Holy Spirit is speaking to your spirit, and then your spirit communicates certain instructions to your mind. The Holy Spirit never communicates with your mind. He communicates only with your spirit, and your spirit will get in touch with your head. Are you with me? Right. But when it comes to dreams, visions, notice it is not from the spirit directly to your spirit. It is now from the outside coming to your mind and from your mind to your spirit. Did you guys catch that? Because when somebody gives a prophecy, he's outside of you. When he speaks, the first thing that you hear is where? Is your mind. And if he's lying to you, the witness in you will start telling you, that ain't right. Are you with me? So all the others, the spirit is communicating with your spirit, but in this sense, the communication is with your mind. When you sleep and you dream, something happens. Everybody say something happens. All right, a few scriptures. The book of Acts chapter 2. The book of Acts chapter 2. Look at the 17th verse. Acts chapter 2 verse 17. Are you there? In the last days, God says, and this is Peter speaking, I will pour out my spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, on all people. And he says, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Young man, how many of you are prophesying? He says, the effect of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is that there will be people prophesying. He says, your young men will see what? Visions. Your old men will dream dreams. So the Holy Spirit still utilizes this. It's not every dream that you ate and overate and you had it, a dream. Look with me in the book of Job because I wanted you to understand something. It's very easy to say, oh, are you in the book of Job 33? Look at verse 14 and 15. He says, for God does speak now one way, now another, though no one perceives it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they slumber in their beds, God is speaking to them. Have you ever dreamt, had a vision, had a trance, something, and then you wake up the next morning and you realize, is this thing really happening? And it's like every single one of them is what? Unfolding right before your eyes. A dream is not always a result of eating a lot. Sometimes it's God speaking to you. Amen. So don't throw all of them away. Don't what? But God also speaks through prophets. Look with me. In the book of Acts chapter 11, verse 27 to 29, and in Acts chapter 21, verse 10 to 12, a guy called the prophet Agabus, God used him. First of all, in Acts 11, he actually predicted that there was going to be a famine all across that land. And it did happen. God still uses prophets. Everybody say, God still uses prophets. But the primary way is not prophets. The primary way is allowing the Holy Spirit to speak directly to your spirit and letting your spirit contact your head. Not somebody speaking from the outside to contact your mind before it gets to your spirit. Are you guys with me? So if I'm going to be intentional about this, I need to pay attention to something.
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text radio to 301-696-8555 or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.